Okay, the minute for today is calendar dates. How does one refer to the date? How does an Orthodox Jew write a date on a check, on a document? Today is July 2nd, 2012. So let's say I was writing a check. What would I write in the check? I would write 7-2-2012. Okay, 7-2-2012. So now that's what I would do. I'm not so religious. So whatever I'm going to say now, don't get excited. That's what I do. I haven't been brought up with these extreme chumros. But there are those that will tell, that will say that if I write on a check 7-2-2-0-1-2, number one, I violated a pasuk in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Chodesh Nisan is the first month. How dare I date? I write that today is the seventh month. How dare? There is no, when you're dealing with months, there's only months have to be calculated from Chodesh Nisan, not from January. So that's the first sin that I have done. Number two, I've done the worst sin, is that being that I've wrote 2012, so the calendar which first came into use in the 6th century, in the year 550, something around that, it was created, the Julian calendar, the Gregorian calendar, two different calendars are very similar. These calendars were created like 500 years after they were created at a point, they dated backwards 500-600 years, and their calculations are basically to date to the time of the birth, the approximate birth or conception of their Messiah, Yeshua Notri. Yeshua Notri, according to some opinions, is Avodah Zarah. It's a false Mashiach. So I'm over on Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Ponai. So not only have I violated the Loistah Seyav HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, I violated the Pasuk in the Torah and the Aseres Adibros Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Ponai. I have also violated the Halacha of Uvichuku Seim Lo Seilechu. And some even go so far to say the person that does this is like he's making a statement that he has no chelik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are extreme things that have been written in Jewish literature about the incredible severity of dating documents with 7-2-2012. So this is an opinion. What do we do? Halacha l'maaseh. Now this is all, of course, a custom, because is it really a halacha? Is it not a halacha? So there are different opinions. So first of all, as far as let's go backwards. What about the date 2012? Is 2012 really Avodah Zarah? So some say because of this, the person should take it seriously. If you can, custom, just write 12. If you remember, you're probably too young to remember the millennium. All the computer programmers were in great need. Y2YK, the afraid doomsday, because all the computers were programmed only two digits. And what would be when it comes to 00, the whole world would come to an end, and it was such a to-do, and they were so worried with what's going to do. But some learned that in Orthodox Jew, where possible, there is a custom, it's like a minhag, that being that there is such an opinion, you should not date your documents to a Messiah, to Yeshu, the birth or conception, we'll get to exactly, it's not really true, he wasn't really born then anyway, but you should not date your documents. Lo yelucha Elohim acherim al ponai. There's something to it. It's a minhag where you can date your documents with two digits, 12. Just date your documents 12, don't date the document 2012. That's a minhag. Others say there's no issue because you're not doing, your kavan is clearly not to refer to his birth, to give him any importance. It's just a convention. Right. A convention of how you date documents. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a way to refer to a certain point in time, and no way in the world do you mean to give any chashivas, and this appears to be the opinion of most of the Gedolei Yisrael, and there's nothing wrong. And in fact, we have documents, even the Chasam Sofer, who's a very very against, wrote very strong things about dating documents from the year of Yeshu, yet he himself, we have documents where he dated documents with these numbers, with the secular numbers, whatever the numbers were. So you see that it's not necessarily, even those who are very strong, they themselves are very lenient, because you have no intent. There is also a minog, and I'll tell you at the very end a joke that relates to this minog, where some write lemisparam. If you ever got an invitation from someone who has a little Hasidish, mm-hmm. you will see when they date the date they come to the wedding and they write the Hebrew date, the English, mm-hmm. lemisparam, according to their number. Where does it come from? Lemisparam, according to their calculation, it comes from this halacha. That being that those object to dating the years from the time of Yeshu, so you say, I don't mean to give Yeshu any chashivus, according to their calculation, lemisparam, and that takes away the entire problem. What about referring to the months? The months, January, February, according to those who know that these months refer to different forms of idolatry. Avodah Zarah, you have to know what these, you have to go to Google this and look up what these things mean, all the different constellations and stars and moons, so who these things refer to. There are those that object writing out the actual months of the year, January, February, March, April, May. And I was fascinated, this is new to me, and therefore some have a hakpada, just like we said before, not to write 2012, you write 12, have hakpada, you should never write out the full month. You should write Jan dot, Feb dot. You should never write, I don't know, for May, here, the short months, May and June, I don't know what you do. I used to do a calendar for many years for a shul, and I used to try to write the whole month, only when there was space limitations, then we would shorten it, abbreviate it, Jan, Feb, March. But it's interesting, it's brought down that there are, it's a custom, because that these are names of Avodah Zarah, you should not give chashivos to the Avodah Zarah, even though it's a convention and it's not what you mean, it's just a point of reference. But if you can shorten the month, you mean Makaima Minog of when you shorten the month to Jan, from January to Jan dot, February to Feb dot, period. Now, what about the days of the week?
Same thing, right?
Days of the week, so Adram, days of the week, first of all, there's a problem of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday is the sun god. Monday is the moon god. Tuesday is, does anyone know these things? All different, also names of different constellations and stars and moons. It's also refers to the Zohar. So some Adram of Akpadal, you should not, when possible, you should not refer to days of the week by the actual day of the week. And in fact, it's better to refer to its numerical number, because as we say every day in the evening, Hayoim Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Shlishim B'Shabbos. Where does this come from? It comes from the Ramban. The Ramban says, Zochor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. And it says in the Mechilta, it's not in the Gemara, it's not anywhere in the Talmud Bavli, it's a Medrash in Mechilta. The Mechilta says that, how do you give cover for Shabbos? Every single day of the week, you should refer to that day of the week in its relation to Shabbos. Sunday, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos. When you refer to Sunday as Yom Rishon, not only are you avoiding referring to an Avodah Zarah Sunday, a day which they worshipped in ancient times, the pagans, they worshipped the sun, you also give Yom Makayim, the mitzvah deraisa of Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. There are those that disagree, they say that nowhere in the Talmud do we have this, a very nice medrash, but it's not L'Halacha, and the only thing the Gemara says that Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho is that you should say Kiddush Friday night Al Hayayin, on wine. So this is a very good example of where a minog and halacha. You have to draw the line. What is a minog? What is halacha? A lot of minhagim are rooted in Mamari Chazal. But just because the Mamari Chazal does not mean that it is a halachic Mamari Chazal. Whatever appears in the Talmud, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Ruba Deruba is halacha. What appears in the Medrash, Ruba Deruba, is not halacha. At best, it is a minog. So saying Hayom Yom, this says Zochar Yom Shabbos L'Kadosho. Let's look at this, a very great example. Comes to Halacha Talmud Bavli Katshayu Al Hayayin Medrash Mechilta. What does it say? Every single day of the week, you should refer to Zochar Yom Shabbos L'Kadosho. Refer to it by its relationship to Shabbos. So is it Halacha or Minhag? It's Minhag. Every single morning when you say the Yom, you mean Mekayim the Minhag of the Ramban of the Mechilta. Halacha l'maisa, when you write out a check, or you write the day of the week, but when you write different things, you don't have to, it's you're not mechuyif to. But if you do it, it is a little bit of a kiyum of referring to the day of the week. Now,
where do we get the
What the sheish lechidos? Because that's another thing.
Where does that come from? That those are the
sheish. That's what the Torah says. The word zohar 6 times. There are 6 different things. That's passed in the Torah. You go search to the Torah. It says in the Torah 6 times. It says to remember certain things, and that became a minute guy. That's another. Maybe
I mean the fact that it's types that gets all the time.
Every single day.
It's an everyday obligation.
Right. But zohar shem shabbos the kaddish is. I don't know the answer.
Those things are not. Every day, like Zohar, Issa Shor and Sol Lecha Amalek, we basically hold this a once a year obligation, and Zohar, Issa Shor and Sol Lecha Miryom or whatever is not an obligation at all per se, I think, right? I mean, that's a tangent. That's not
right. Okay, let's go. Let's just a few more short things. We'll almost finish. Some learn that going back to the months, a person writes 7 to 2012. So we spoke about 2012. What about? I have to come back. There's one more thing we have to speak about 2012. But what about number of the months? So again, we mentioned that some of the hakpada that you should not write the number, and we're possible on a check a minug if you can write instead of writing the number. It's better to write July. It's, if you write July, meaning that there is, it says in the Torah, it says hachodesh hazeh lachem roish chodashim. So where possible, it's better. The word gedolei Yisrael that were very makbid only to write out the months. And not to write out the numbers.
Even January.
Certainly January. January is number one. However, what is the heter?
January, you should put a dot by the
JN. That's what we just said. JN. That you go, if you're going to write out the months, then other than you're writing out all the Zohar. So write Jan, you're writing out. Right? So there's no full solution. No matter how you go, you got a problem. Now there is another heter. The other heter is the only time this applies is to the lunar months. Well, the Torah is Hachodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodesh. That's where you're counting lunar months. But the months of the secular calendar are solar months. There's no prohibition to give numbers to months that relate to a solar calendar. So there will be no prohibition whatsoever of writing 7 to 2012. That's a very interesting header. Now, going back to 2012, this is I find this to be funny. If you'll search online about the calendar, you'll discover that even though the calendar was instituted in the 6th century, it did not become popular until the 9th century. It wasn't really used until the 9th century. They made a mistake. Yashka was not born 2012 years ago. He was born 2006. Well, they don't know. No one really knows. And there are many, many versions. And the whole thing is just a lot of puff of smoke. And there are a lot of lies and cover-ups. But many experts agree that he definitely was not born 2012. If he was not born 2012, by the way, there is no year zero. Year zero doesn't exist. You start with year minus one, and then you go to year one BCE. CE. That's another story to itself. All those different terms. What they refer to and their terms and different terms, the different conventions, but he was born at least four years before the year one, at least 4 years, maybe even more, maybe. So what's the big deal? The whole title was Lo Yelecha Elohim Achim Al Ponai. It's the whole thing. Even the goyim admit it was a mistake. The calendar, however, the calendar, everything is corrupt. Everything was a mistake. It was a toss. So what's the big deal? So this is funny. I find this very funny. The answer, no. Now, lahavdil elef alfei havdalos. I mean, you can't even give more. We know that Avram Avinu, when he was Gimel 3 years old, he was Hikaris Boirai. The other Midrash, when he was 40 years old, he was Hikaris Boirai. There are many Mamar Chazal. When did Avram Avinu, when did he come to realize, to be Makir, that the world has a creator? But when he was born, he was born as a child of Terach. Terach was an Oved Avodah Zarah. He was indoctrinated into Terach's ideology. Only later in his life did he come to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Boir Olam. Havdil Elef Alfei Avdolos, the Goyim say, Yashka didn't come to be Makir, who he was, until he was 4 years old. So when they made the calendar, 2012, it's from the time, not when he was born, it was the time when he became an Avodah Zarah. So it doesn't solve the problem. So when he answered, there's no prohibition of writing 2012. Because writing 2012 is nonsense. It doesn't mean anything. It's not from the time that he was born anyway. So the answer, no, it is. It's not from the time that he was born. It was the time that he was makir, that he was never the Zohar. What?
Who says?
I don't know who was they. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. That's what
they
say.
Nobody knows that, so nobody thinks so.
I know this. If I know, you can be strong if people know it. So it's not necessarily going to be a full solution to this problem. Okay, let me conclude with a joke. Okay, I think I got everything, if I'm not mistaken. I have one joke. Okay, I think we went through. They say that it's from the Roman Empire. The Holy Roman Empire started. No, that's not the whole. That was later, but the Roman Empire started. It's not from Yashka. 2012 is from when the empire began. So there's nothing. Not everyone agrees that it has something necessarily to do with Yashka. It has to do with Rome, and then it's not a problem whatsoever. Okay, so it's a sakhakol. It's very sakhakol. Again, writing 7-2-2012. Some will tell you it's. But there are many heterim, especially if you want to be machmir, you can write July 2-12. That takes away a lot of the problems. If you add lemisparim, that takes away the problem. Many hold it's not a problem whatsoever because it's just a convention, and chodesh lechem is only when it comes to. The lunar months, not the solar months, so it's not necessarily a problem. And then you have to deal with the issue of counting the days of the week. That would appear adrab, it would be a mila. A person should try to count the days of the week by referring to numbers, because you are being mekayim a pasuk, at least the medrash of hachodesh hazeh lechem roish chodashim. Now here comes the joke. The joke is that not everyone is a fabrent chassid of the agudas Yisrael. Agudas Yisrael has done for Klal Yisrael incredible work, has done wonderful things, and one of their projects that they're extremely proud of is Daf Yomi. Rav Meir Shapiro proposed at an Aguda convention, one of the early Aguda conventions, the Knesiyah HaGadol, one of the conventions, he proposed the idea that everyone should learn the same Daf together. And people, you got a hard time. Okay, I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot of write-ups about this in the papers coming up in the next couple of weeks about how the Daf Yomi started. And they said that at that convention there were many, many proposals. I think there were 13, 14 proposals that were suggested at the convention. And all of them, this is like an afterthought, the Daf Yomi. And all of those suggestions, nothing came of them. But this, it took off. The Daf Yomi took off. Okay, it's wonderful. Sima Shas coming up. In MetLife, New Jersey, there's going to be 90,000 people all over Eretz Yisrael. Dirshu's having incredible in Eretz Yisrael. Fine, but not everyone agrees with the policies of the Aguda. There are people, many people who do not agree with the policies, but they learn Daf Yomi. But there are some people that are not chaverim of the Aguda.
Change its objective.
So they learn, but they don't learn the Daf Yomi according to the calendar of. According to the calendar of the, remember this is a joke I'm telling you, according to the calendar of the Aguda. Certain Hasidim, I need not mention names, certain Hasidim, they're not Fabrenta Hasidim of the Aguda, the Hasidim of their Rebbe, not of the Aguda. So one Chassid, he writes to his friend, oh, you come to my Chassid, he sends out the invitation, come to the Chassid, the Chassid is going to be, it's going to be July 2nd, 2012. So you're right. It's going to be come to the chasna. It's going to do whatever today. I don't know what today's Hebrew date is. Today's the 12th day of Tammuz.
11th
day of Tammuz.
The
12th day of Tammuz. Tough. 12th day of Tammuz. So how would a regular chasid write an invitation? To come to the chasna. It's the 12th day of Tammuz. Tough shin ayin beis. Hey alofim leprat gadol. Tough shin ayin beis leprat katan. Lemisparam. It's July 2nd, 2012. So he wrote on the invitation, come to my chasna, it's l'prat gadol, hey, alof l'prat katan, tavshin ayin beis, l'misparam, it's nida mem beis. That's the joke. Okay, so we'll stop here.